section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
Austin, do you realize that I've been doing this show for one whole year?
Yes.
Have you ever listened to the show?
9 episodes.
That's good, because it's not appropriate for children.
Yes, I have seen one of your web things, and you did put a few cuss words in there.
Dad's a bad guy?
Not really. But I'm saying, if you want to appeal to the public, you need something that will actually shout out. Because you have to actually make them think that you're nice people, not people that cuss. So if you don't cuss, you can cuss on a show, but you don't cuss on the advertisements, because then there's nothing, just a bunch of cussing, that's all.
So cussing on the radio is okay, but cussing in, like, when we're talking is not okay?
Well, if you want to appeal to the public, it's not okay.
And I should appeal to the public because...
You'll get more viewers... Which will totally bump up your ratings.
Who's the best dad in the whole world?
You. And it burned right IP on the MYZ.
86 Productions.
Well, I got the clap and the campy. It burns, burns, burns. When I breathe, when I breathe. What do I breathe? Burns, burns, burns.
Yes, my friends, it's that time again. It's time for another episode of It Burns When I Pee. We're here, episode 15. I am your host, Blake Clayton, and we are in the new Get Your Hank On Studios. We will, of course, get to that later on. We have a great interview with Wayne Gottstein from Split Lip Rayfield. We've got music from Justin Towns Earl, the Honky Tonk Hustlers, Scrope Belly, the Sluggos, Split Lip Rayfield, Missy Gossip, and the Secret Keepers. And if y'all stick around to the very end of the show, there's also a special dedication song at the end, so don't push the stop button until that space bar goes all the way to the end. We also have the final installment of Billy's Lessons. Thanks again to Howard from Bootleg Asylum Radio Show for hooking us up. And we got a voicemail, got a couple voicemails here, one from Restless in Amsterdam and one from our friend Carmen Lee. So,
Hi, this is Restless in Amsterdam. I want to say first in Dutch gefeliciteerd, which means congrats with the 1 year anniversary of It Burns When I Pee. Keep on going with bringing the real country music and keep on fighting against the pop country. I also want to say for everybody who's listening, reinstate Hank Williams. Go to www.myspace.com/reinstatehankwilliams. And sign the petition. And thank you again.
Hey, Blake, it's Carmen Lee calling. Just calling to say happy 1 year anniversary to you guys. and thanks for all your support and for everything that you do. And I hope you have more anniversaries to come. Thanks again.
Let's get into a song that's a special dedication as well. And again, I'm talking way ahead of myself here. I don't want to talk about this stuff till toward the end, but this song is for someone out there that's very special to me. It's Justin Towns Earl with his song, Who Am I to Say?
Well, now who am I to say? If all I know is what I heard, with the things some people say, you can never be too sure. But who cares where you find comfort? I'm no one to deny anybody what they need to take them through a night. 'Cause who am I to say what you should do behind closed doors? Well, now who am I to say? I've been in trouble almost all my life. I took pleasure in such things most wouldn't entertain, not at the darkest of times. So you take your pills and poison, drink yourself to death, give yourself away until you ain't got nothing left. 'Cause who am I to say that there's anything wrong with that? But why do you call? It's such hours every time, saying I don't need no money, I just been thinking of you tonight. Oh, but who am I to say? Maybe you had good intentions at heart. Maybe you took your aim and it was me who missed my mark. But for every word of anger left unexplained, for every time that I turned you away, who am I to say that it wasn't for the better, girl? Who am I to say?
All right, once again, folks, that was Justin Towns Earl, son of famous Steve Earl, and his song, Who Am I to Say? You can go check him out and his new album at Bloodshot Records. Wanted to go ahead and talk a little bit about Bubba Palooza. For many of you that go to our MySpace often, you saw quite a few pictures from our trip. If you've never heard of Bubba the Love Sponge, it's a show on Sirius Satellite Radio. It's great comedy. It's kind of like a Howard Stern, a little bit more edgy, a little bit more raunchy, I guess. But it was a great time. Definitely, if you want, check out Bubba the Love Sponge at btls.com. They got a great show, and they do all kinds of weird shit. So I wanted to thank Ryan and his lovely, cheeky girlfriend, Sarah, for dragging me to Indiana to go check it out when I really wasn't in the mood to go hang out. And I also want to thank my friend Alabama for going with me and those guys for supporting me over the weekend. So go check out the pictures from our trip. I got my picture taken with Spice Boy, Nedley Mandingo, and the wonderful and talented Manson. He does a lot of parody songs, and he's a really talented guy. So check him out. There's some good pictures out there. Wanted to give everybody the contact information for those of you that listen to the show all the time. This is old school stuff, but for those of you that are new, we want to hear from you. So send us an email at blake@ibwip.com or send us a voicemail, which is even better. We play every voicemail, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. And that number is 206-339-8419. So again, that's 206-339-8419. Call in, say hey, get a shout out or something. Tell us what you think of the show, good or bad, and we'll put it on the radio. I also wanted to talk about Metal Farm Magazine. Now, you know, it being our one-year anniversary show, I should have tons of new ads and all that good stuff, but I've been kind of slacking lately for many reasons. But I wanted to tell everybody that Metal Farm Magazine, who is our new supporter, their newest and first edition of their magazine just came out on May 8th. So you want to go over to metalfarm.com and order yours today. Their first issue has Hank 3 on the cover, and they have an article about the reinstatement of Hank Williams Sr. So definitely check out Metal Farm Magazine. Next episode, we'll have a new commercial for those guys. Well, let's not waste any more time. Let's get into the interview with Wayne Gottstein. And here's a Split Lip Rayfield song called 3-2 Flu. And after the interview, we're going to hear another song from one of Wayne's bands called The Sluggos. And that is one of my new favorite songs, and it's called Cigarettes Girl. So definitely check out Split Lip Rayfield. They're back touring, and they're doing stuff together. And Wayne talks a little bit about a new album coming up. And also check out The Sluggos and their album, Songs About Girls. So here is Split Lip Rayfield with one of my favorite songs and a very apropos song for right now called 3-2 Flu. Get some, bitches. Everybody to episode 15 of It Burns When I Pee, and our special guest is Wayne Gottstein from Split Lip Rayfield. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. Greetings, fine people.
Well, many people know you from Split Lip Rayfield, and us devoted fans know you from another band like Scrope Belly. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other stuff you're doing before we talk about Split Lip Rayfield. Scrope Belly kind of formed in 1995, and they had one album. What kind of happened to that band?
Well, Scrope Belly was a complete storm at all times. So it was hard to get it going together. Our drummer has five kids. But yeah, we're still, June the 21st. But we still play some shows here and there. It was just a crazy rock band that just got out of control somehow.
As many of them do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of your musical influences?
Well, I listened to a lot of different things over the years. When I grew up, I listened to a lot of AM country classic radio, because it was late 60s and early 70s, and that's what I was exposed to until, I discovered Led Zeppelin when I was 10. And then it was on. So I listen to a lot of Zeppelin, a lot of hard rock, that type of music in my teen years, I guess.
And who are some of the people that you're listening to now?
I'm listening to a lot of Nick Cave and Tom Waits and good stuff. Just listen to whatever's good. Listen to a lot of Spanish music.
And you dabble in quite a few different musical projects. And do you think as a musician that having a lot of different projects kind of keeps you creative?
Well, I think the more influence, the more kind of people that you play with is certainly good for your playing and your ideas. So, yeah, I think in some ways it can be good for freshening up your chops and your ideas. And sometimes you can, by doing that, you can extend yourself too much and burn out on ideas. So you have to create a happy balance of that.
Can you tell us a little bit about another one of your bands called Sluggos?
Yeah, the Sluggos. They're just kind of a pop rock band. I play guitar in that band. We sing, you know, Michael Carmody, he's an old friend of mine, and Mitch Clay, actually the bass player from Scrotebelly, who plays with the Sluggos, and longtime Wichita drummer Doug Van Ness. We were just a pop band. Michael's a great pop rock songwriter, and then we play my weird songs, and just an outlet for things that don't fit in my country project.
And we're going to play one of those songs later on from the Sluggos called Cigarettes Girl. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that song and the history behind it?
Well, my wife's always giving me crap about smoking cigarettes. That's what wives do. They're always looking out for you and trying to keep you healthy. So I wrote her a little song called Cigarettes Girl.
And when did you decide that you wanted to make music your career and make that your living?
I guess when I figured out that I was unemployable, that I should probably play more shows.
And about what age did you solely concentrate on music and in different groups?
That's been a juggle throughout all the years. I haven't been able to. There have been times a couple years ago in Split Lip when that's all I did was play music. Now is a time where that's all I'm doing is playing music. But I've had to take jobs for periods of time. You know, ever since Scrotebelly, I've been trying to concentrate on playing all the music that I can. But I've had, you know, I worked at this restaurant supply place off and on for like 12 years because I could leave for months at a time and come back because it was like an island of misfits, and other people that were unemployable would work there, and then you just kind of overlap all these unemployable people until you get maybe one solid worker out of, you know, combination of four people.
And you played the guitar and the mandolin, and if you had to choose one of those, which one would you choose and why?
I would choose the guitar. It's my main instrument. It's what I grew up on. My first real instrument after the trumpet. And I can just feel like I can do a lot more with the guitar. Then I'm more comfortable singing solo stuff with guitar rather than a mandolin. It's easier to lead a jam with a guitar than it is a mandolin. I like playing the mandolin a lot.
Now, kind of a history of Split Lip Rayfield. I guess your first album came out in 98, and that was the self-entitled Split Lip Rayfield. And over the years, over the past 10 years, you guys have had four studio albums, a live album, and you just recently put together a best of Split Lip Rayfield, which has 29 songs on it. Can you kind of tell us which album, I mean, you do a lot of the writing on all the albums. Which album are you most proud of as a musician and as a songwriter?
Well, I would say it has to be either Never Make It Home or Should Have Seen It Coming. I can't really decide between which one because I haven't listened to them since we made them. But one of those two records, Never Make It Home, kind of got us over the hump. It really helped. By that point, we had a lot better chemistry. Our chemistry was a little weighed out a little better at that point. I Should Have Seen It Coming was just, it was a real fun record to make. Mike West's house in New Orleans before the flood, before the hurricane. And it was a really excellent week of recording.
And you guys have a lot of energy in your shows. Where does that come from? I mean, is it just the personalities of the people in the group, or is it the actual music that has kind of given you guys that energy? Because it's pretty much everybody kind of goes all out, you know, playing their instruments and really, really shows a lot of energy. Where do you think that comes from mostly?
I think that's just part of our chemistry, and everybody in the band is an aggressive musician and has a background of both the country music and the rock and roll music. So I think it's just kind of a luck of the draw. Get a good hand dealt and happens to be an aggressive bunch of aces, I guess. Right. I just made that up.
And with the passing of Kurt Rundstrom in February of 2007, did you think that Split Up Rayfield was over as a band, or was it kind of an unspoken between the members that the band would continue somehow, you know, after the tragedy?
Well, at that point, I didn't know what was going to happen. We weren't really, really worried about it. At that point, the band was, didn't really think about the band much. Then a couple of opportunities came up that, you know, the Reverend called one day and asked if we wanted to open a show or something. So we decided what the hell, and then we played, and we still had some magic action left, so just kind of fell right back together.
Now, are you guys doing some touring now? Just kind of minimal touring, or what's going on with the split?
Yeah, just minimal touring. 4 or 5 shows a month. We'll probably pick up. Eric's got reasonably young, new little one, and a couple other older ones, but got kids and that kind of stuff, so kind of taking it easy right at the moment. We're getting ready to make a new record in May, and I imagine we'll step up the amount of shows that we're doing after this summer.
And that was actually my next question: is what's the plans for the new album? And you said you're going to start on it in May. Is that going to come out on Bloodshot as well?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't have an answer for that one.
All right, that's cool. But I know that Split Up Rayfield fans will definitely be looking forward to that. And how long does it take you guys to kind of put an album together and get it from going into the studio and recording it to actually getting it out there to the people?
Well, it'll take about a week to 10 days to record, probably. And several weeks for packaging and all that kind of stuff. So really not that long.
Sure.
Because we're in such a fast-paced, high-technology world.
And, you know, as most people know, It Burns on IP is kind of the anti-corporate, you know, polished-up pop country revolutionaries. I ask everybody I have on the show kind of what their opinion of corporate Nashville is and the pop country music scene, because, you know, the music that Split Up Rayfield is playing is very traditional, very to the roots. It doesn't have an actual, I wouldn't put an actual label on it, because there's so many different labels that can be put on music that's not mainstream. But what are your kind of views on the kind of music that's coming out of Nashville now?
Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't heard any music come out of Nashville for a long time. I've heard some really wimpy pop music coming out of Nashville. Is that what you're calling country?
Is that what
they're calling country?
Yeah.
Then I guess no. I guess I don't like it.
You know, as a musician, and you've been doing this for quite a few years, do you still enjoy the, you know, life on the road and being a musician, or you know, is it as the years go by, does it get harder and harder to motivate yourself to get out there?
No, I think I'm as motivated as ever to get out there, and I still enjoy many aspects of it. It's not that rugged of a deal for me. I don't drink, so it's not, you know, it doesn't, a week on the road doesn't tear me up. So I like it. I like to get out and play shows. Like I said, I'm unemployable. Can't get me to show up on time, so, you know, in the morning.
Some places that people can go to get information about Split Lip Rayfield, they can go to splitliprayfield.com, and they can also go to you guys' MySpace, which is Split Lip Rayfield. And there you can find the Kirk Runstrom Cancer Fund on the Split Lip Rayfield website. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe so.
And I do believe that's where you guys can go out and get the new Best of Split Lip Rayfield CD, which was 29 songs. I found it very hard when I was sitting through, you know, looking through the CDs, trying to figure out which songs to play, because I've really never heard a Split Lip Rayfield song that wasn't good. And, you know, as a fan, I appreciate what you guys are doing, and I'm glad you're going to keep going with the band.
Well, I appreciate it. I don't know what else I could do. I like jamming with those guys, and we need to keep it going on.
And also, if people want to go check out more about the Sluggos, do you have a CD available at the MySpace?
Yeah, I think you could get a CD on the Sluggos MySpace. It's just sluggosmyspace.com or something like that. It's easy to find. The record is called Songs About Girls. Most of the songs are about girls and things like that. It's a big pop rock type of band. I love playing with the Sluggos, too. You go to our show at Sluggos, and there are beautiful ladies bouncing around and dancing the entire time. Sluggos shows are fun for that.
Well, Wayne, I really appreciate being on the show. This is our 1-year anniversary of doing the show, and it was an honor for me to talk to you. And like I said, I'm a huge Split Lip Rayfield fan. I would say, you know, 5 or 6 years ago when I really got into kind of this kind of music, you know, the Split Lip Rayfield albums were the first ones that I got, and I want to thank you again for being on the show, and thanks for making some great music.
Well, Blake, I appreciate you having me, and hope your show continues in the future.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Tearing up my heart, you're tearing up my blood. Without you, I get jumpy and nervous. Same thing every day, I can't put you away. I start off kissing your butt every morning. Living the life with my cigarettes, girl. Don't try to stop me, my cigarettes, girl. Everything gets thrown away. Well, buy me a new pack of cigarettes, girl. Difficult to pack, the smoky on my back. My little friend's pushing nails in my coffin. I thought she was my friend, be there till the end. But now the end's looking sooner than later. Living my life with my cigarettes, girl. Don't try to stop me, my cigarettes, girl. Where did they get thrown away? Go buy me a new pack of cigarettes, girl. Hey!
be happy, the girl that you're gone. Nighttime drives me crazy. I bang my fist on the wall. Used to call me baby, and now she don't call at all.
This is Aaron Hughes of Creative Tragedy, congratulating Blake on 1 year of great podcasting.
Hey, everybody, it's Shane and Sean. Just wanted to congratulate Blake Green on 1 year of Bubble Happy. Blake, I remember one day we were back and we were sitting down at Tijuana, me and you. We were just drinking, having a good old time, sipping on some pina coladas. And I remember you told me, you said, one day I'm going to be a big country music show star. And then you know what? You is. You certainly is. Congratulations again to Mr. Blake Clayton on 1 year of a bumblebee. Oh, snap. I'll see y'all out of the church. I'll out of the church.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that I actually am on the show. Blake, I think it's great that you've been doing this for one full year, and I want to congratulate you for doing it for one full year. But I must say that me and the Fly Honeys, think that you're doing an amazing job, and I don't like pop country anymore either, but I do save a horse and I ride a cowboy.
Hi, this is Peter Chestnut, reminding you, it's not pop country that makes you burn when you pee. It's from getting the many STDs that I have received. Congratulations, Blake, on your 1 year anniversary. It's an anniversary for me as well. The anniversary of when I got the clap cleared up.
Hey, what's up? This is Mike from Vertebraker. Just wanted to congratulate you, Blake, on your 1 year anniversary for It Burns When I Pee. Loving the show, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Glad to see that you're still alive and kicking, gaining a bigger fan base every day. So good to hear, man. I'll be anxiously awaiting the next show. All right, take care.
Hey, what's up, Blake? This is Andrew from Section86.com. I want to congratulate you on 1 year of kicking pop country in the ass. Can't wait for next year's shows. Take care, man.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Blake Clayton and It Burns When I Pee for his one-year anniversary show. Way to go, Blake. This is One More Name from the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show, and with the help of Blake Clayton, he has got me on Section86.com, and I couldn't have done it without Blake, and Blake's It Burns When I Pee is the best country and western podcast on the planet. And I certainly appreciate him taking all the effort he does to put it together and put us out fantastic quality shows every month. And I just wanted to say hats off to Blake and much appreciated, man, and keep it going for another year. Thanks.
Of course, I got to give props to my good friend Howard from the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. Thanks for hooking us up with that voicemail. And also, before that voicemail, you heard another Split Lip Rayfield song called Used to Call Me Baby. Amazing band, Split Lip Rayfield. If you've never heard of them, You definitely need to check those guys out. It's they have some great song lyrics, wonderful musicians, just high powered every song. It's great. And I want to thank Wayne for being on the show. I really do appreciate it. You know, this being our 15th show and our 1 year anniversary, I've got tons of people that I want to thank, and I'm sure on this list I'm forgetting somebody. I hope no one is offended. Everybody that I've come in contact with since the start of the show, I appreciate. But I first wanted to thank Andy from Section86.com. He has put a lot of effort into doing the show. You know, I just record it and send it to him, and he codes it, puts it on the website and stuff. So, and he's currently working on the IBWIP.com website, which has taken a while. But Andy does a really great job and helps me out, and he gets me my numbers every week and really goes above and beyond. And Andy, I really do appreciate it. I also wanted to thank TwangNation.com, Twangville.com, SPFanzine.com, all those websites that really have helped get the word out about our show. You guys are all really awesome, and it's been a pleasure working with you. I want to thank all the guests we've had on our show. We've had everybody from Joey Alcorn to Jake Penrod, Scott H. Byram, Wayne the Train Hancock. I mean, you name it, we've had tons of people on the show, and I know that it takes a lot for those guys to take the time out to do the show, and I really do appreciate that. Some artists in particular that I want to thank. I want to thank Slack Eyed Slim. He has been a good friend, and we've played quite a few of his songs, and we've tried to promote his album, so definitely check him out, Slack Eyed Slim. The band Hallelujah, those guys have always been pimping the show out, and we've had some of their songs on the show. And one of the guys did the artwork for the Pia Palooza CD, and I really appreciate all they've done. And of course, Howard from the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. It was crazy how, you know, I started my show, and he had started his a little bit before, and they were kind of similar shows but kind of different. And it's just, I mean, we've done skits for each other, we've done ads for each other, and it's been really cool getting to know Howard, and I really appreciate his friendship and all the help he's done for the show. Also got to thank my boy Justin Otto, that crazy motherfucker. He's always there for me and shoots me messages once in a while to see what's going on. He's got an album, I think he said it's coming out in August, so we're going to have Justin on the show, and we're going to pimp the shit out of that album because he's a good old one-man band, and he kicks ass. Some fans like Southern, Restless in Amsterdam, Cowboy. You guys are really, I mean, dedicated from the first show to now. I'm always hearing from you guys and gals. And it's been awesome. Restless in Amsterdam, you know, being from overseas. We heard a voicemail from her earlier. It's just really cool that I can spread the word to everybody, even all the way on the other side of the country. Definitely have to thank Christoph Mueller. I mean, this guy, we've had him on the show, but he does some amazing artwork. And he just did the artwork for episode 15. And he's an amazing artist. And if you guys haven't checked him out, definitely go do so. And I think he's going to be coming to the States pretty soon for one of the bluegrass festivals. I'll have more information when that comes closer. Another band I got to thank is Rattlesnake Deer. I mean, they are the ones that one day on my email box sent me the official It Burns When I Pee theme song. And we've played it every time since. And I love that song. I keep trying to get those guys to make me a new one. But they haven't gotten around to it yet. But thank you very much, Rattlesnake Deer. And then, you know, and I want to thank everybody who's downloaded the show. I mean, as of today, I think I have over 12,000 downloads. And for 1 year, that's not bad at all. And just this past, the beginning of May, the first week of May, we had like 1,200 downloads in 1 week, which was awesome. And so it goes to show me that there's people that care about this kind of music, people that care about the show, and I really do appreciate that. Every fan that's ever downloaded the show, I really appreciate it. And finally, I want to thank Metal Farm Magazine. These guys, we just started working with them, and they have an awesome magazine that's coming out, and we have a lot of ideas doing possible calendars and stuff. So thank you very much for hooking up with us, Metal Farm Magazine, and we hope the 2008 goes really well for both of us. And again, like I said, if I have forgot you on the thank you list, I'm sorry, it's not intentional. Everybody I've come in contact, I want to thank. So it's been a really pleasure doing this show, and I hope it doesn't stop. Okay, let's see. Let's talk about podcastalley.com. Oh, we started off so good in May. And every month, the start of the month, folks, you got to go to podcastalley.com and vote for It Burns When I Pee. anytime during the month, vote for him. You can only vote once. But we were ranked number one for like the first week, ranked number two for like the second week. So we're kind of dipping down. We're now to three. But if you guys can just take a few minutes and go over to podcastalley.com, vote for us. And like I said, at the beginning of every month, hop on over there and vote for us. We'll send you guys an email or a MySpace blog or something to remind you. But if you haven't already and you like the show, please go over to podcastalley.com and vote for us. I think we have one of the better music shows on that fucking website, and I want to make sure all the people know about it. And I also wanted to mention, in case I forgot or we didn't talk too much about it in the Wayne Gottstein interview, is the Kurt Rundstrom Cancer Fund. You can go over to splitliprayfield.com and donate some funds, either, you know, whatever you can afford to help out Kurt's cancer fund. So definitely want to check that out as well. Well, enough of me talking bullshit. As usual, you get tired of it. Anyway, here's a song from my new favorite band, the Honky Tonk Hustlers, and their song, Living My Life Alone. Check them out on MySpace, bitches.
Spending my time all alone, just wondering why my baby's gone. It don't really surprise me, but it'd be nice to know. Was it her or was it me? I guess I'll wait right here and see. If she don't come back, I know it ain't just for sure.
Great band. Well, that's about my show for tonight. Hope you found something over the last couple hours that you found to your liking. Thanks to those who are hanging out in the chat room as always, and for everybody who's tuning in while you're browsing the internet. Y'all have a good week, and we'll talk to you right here next Friday night, 12 o'clock Eastern Time. And remember, you've been listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here on FlapDaddy.com. Have a good week, everybody.
Well, I wake up and the nightmare starts again.
Hey, how you doing, Dad? From what I heard of it, another good show tonight.
Well, thanks, Billy. What brings you to the asylum tonight?
What do you mean, asylum? This is our house.
No, this is the Bootleg Asylum recording studio.
Well, that's funny. I thought it was just our spare bedroom with your computer equipment in here.
What are you doing up at 2 a.m. Eastern Time anyway?
Well, earlier, I smoked a bowl of some good hydro weed, drank a couple of Budweiser beers, and I guess I got so fucked up I fell asleep while I was channel surfing, because I just woke up and I was on CMT, and that goddamn honky-tonk bedonky-tonk song keeps ringing in my head. Like a nightmare, Dad. I can't get rid of it.
What are you, just a fucking idiot, son? How many times do I need to warn you about that goddamn pop country bullshit music on TV and the radio? It'll fuck you up good, boy.
You're calling me an idiot, Dad? You're the one reading this from a script.
Well, if you picked up your cues a little faster, son, no one would really notice. Look, right here, after I say, fuck you up good, that's your cue.
Gee, thanks, Dad. Looks like my copy has a cum smudge on it. I guess when Nancy the maid was helping me rehearse for this, her pearl necklace must have dripped on it.
How old are you, son?
I'll be 16, Dad. In 3 years.
Christ. You're a deep well, Billy.
Hey, thanks.
Your cues?
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry, Dad. I guess I'm still buzzed from earlier. Well, the reason I came in here in the first place was so I could use your computer to log on to burnswhenip.com so I can download one of the 12 podcasts I haven't had time to listen to yet so I can get that goddamn Badonkey Donk song out of my head.
Hell, son, this might take a little more than just logging onto a website. That song might be hard to get rid of. It's one of the stupidest songs ever recorded.
Hey, wait a minute. How would you know that, Dad, if you've never listened to pop radio country before?
Just stick to the script, son, and play along.
All right. What do I do then to get that god-awful pop country song out of my head?
Well, Billy, through the magic of audio-only skits like this, I can get Blake Clayton, host of the Section86.com monthly podcast at Burns When I Pee, to stop by for a visit, even though it's 2 a.m. Eastern Time Friday, and my bootlegged sound radio show on FlapDaddy.com just got over with.
Another shameless plug.
See, look, son, what'd I tell you? Here's Blake Clayton right now.
What's up, bitches?
Wow. The lovesick blues boy himself, Blake Clayton. What are you doing here, man?
I'm not sure. What is going on here anyway? I was at home giving it to my wife after your show just got over, and now I'm standing here in your asylum holding a script in my hand.
It's just a spare bedroom.
Hey, sorry about the deal with the wife, Blake, but in the past couple of skits I've tried everything I could possibly do to get through to this boy, and he's just an idiot, so I thought I needed to write you into the script this time, and maybe you can get through to him. Blake, this is my son, Billy.
Well, I figured that. I've heard your last couple skits. He is an idiot.
Hey, stick to the script.
Okay, well, let's see. The best thing to do is go to itburnswhenip, that's www.ibwip.com, and that'll take you over to section86.com where you can download any and all past episodes of my show, as well as find out information on future release dates of upcoming shows.
Wow. Damn, Dad. Did you notice how much smoother of a DJ he is than you are? You couldn't even tell he was reading that.
Oh, yeah? This might just be a good time to try out that new muzzle I got your mom for her birthday on you.
Look, come on, you two. I need to get back to making love to my wife before she knows I'm missing. Look, just dial 309-761-4227 and leave me a voicemail for the podcast or whatever it is that you feel that you need to vent out of your system. Cool?
Yeah, thanks, Blake. I appreciate it, brother. I could have told my son all that myself, but I thought it might sink in better hearing it from you in person. Even though you're not really here, and I don't really have a son.
What? What are you talking about?
Long story.
What? Long story, my ass.
You guys.
We'll talk later.
That wasn't in the script.
Your mother's going to kill me.
Hey, guys, work this out between yourselves. I got to go. Later, bitches. And don't forget, get your Hank on.
Man,
he is smooth. Hey, sorry about that mix-up, son.
About me not being your son, you mean, right?
No. About you falling asleep like an idiot listening to that fucking pop country bullshit on TV, for Christ's sakes.
But I am your son, right?
Not really, son.
What? Dad?
Sorry, Billy, but you're just my son in the script I wrote.
That's impossible. Dad, I'm your son.
Yeah, sure you are, Billy.
I knew it. No, I feel better.
In this script.
Dad?
Yeah, I'm just joking, Billy. You'll always be my son.
Man, you really had me going there for a while, Dad. I'm glad to be your son.
As far as you know, anyway.
Hey, this isn't funny anymore, Dad.
Now, that might have been a mistake, but I had to write it.
Again, that was the final installment of Billy's Lessons, and thank you again to Howard from the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show for hooking me up. The next episode in June is going to have all new ads, all new skits, and we're going to try to spice the show up a little bit. We might even be going away from the interview part of the show because of the current situation with the new Get Your Hank On Studios, but that'll come in time. We'll figure something out. Let's go ahead now and play our voicemail from our Dave Sisson trivia contest, the contest winner. See, everybody, if you just go ahead and email me with the answer, you could win the prize. This guy is about 5 days after I released the show, and he emailed me, and he got all three CDs. So whenever we have a contest, folks, take a few minutes and go ahead and email us. You never know. I got tons of stuff here that I'm going to be getting rid of. We got CDs left, T-shirts left, and we'll do some more promotions. So here's the voicemail from our contest winner from episode 14 of It Burns When I Pee, where the only podcast where you win shit.
Hey, this is Chris Parton, and I won the Dave Sisson trivia contest on It Burns When I Pee.
All right, thanks a lot for taking the time and doing the trivia question. I wanted to make the announcement that Cheyenne will no longer be on the show. I've talked about it a little bit with a lot of people, and I'll have a special dedication for Cheyenne at the end of the show, so after our last song, make sure you keep listening, and we'll have one more song for her. And like I said, we got a new Get Your Hank On Studios. Hopefully the sound will be better. I'm hoping to get some pictures up here pretty soon of the new Get Your Hank On Studios once I get it decorated. Hank's spirit moved with us to the new place, and I hope the sound quality works. It seems to be sounding pretty good so far, so we'll see. And shit, let's play some Scrotebelly. Well, folks, it's been a pleasure again. 1 year, thank you very much. I wanted to let everybody know that the Burns When IP 2009 calendar still has sponsorship space available. So if you've got a website or anything that you want to advertise, if you do videos or editing of any kind, let me know, and we'll talk about getting you a space on the 2009 Burns When IP calendar. And there are going to be some hot bitches on that damn calendar. And I want to thank Metal Farm Magazine in advance for all the help they're going to do getting that thing ready. So that's it for me. I'm out of here. Get your hank on, bitches. All that good shit. Thank you, everybody, once again for a wonderful first year of It Burns When I Pee. Without you, I have no show. Well, I could have a show, but it wouldn't be worth doing. Here's one more song from Missy Gossip and the Secret Keepers, and it's called Little Crimes. And make sure you stay tuned for that special dedication to Cheyenne. Take care, everybody. We'll see you in June.
I'll keep the flames outside to let you know I'm home.
thank you for those of you that have stuck around for this kind of secret segment or whatever. You know, I've been doing this show for a year, and it's been very important to me. And I've tried to put out a quality show every time, and I really know that this show is not up to the It Burns on IP standards, and I apologize for that. In the past month or so, I've been kind of dealing with some personal issues, and many of you would that have listened to the show quite a few times kind of noticed that Cheyenne is not in the show, and Cheyenne has decided to move on with her life, and so that's why there is a new Get Your Hank On Studios. I don't want to get into a bunch of stuff because, you know, I'm not really a personal kind of guy here on the podcast, but I wanted to play a song that kind of said exactly what I wanted it to say, and hopefully she'll listen. If she doesn't, she doesn't. Cheyenne, I miss you very much. Carrie Ann, I miss you very much. And I know you've never, ever been into this kind of music, and but you always did the show and read the script, and I appreciate it. And I can't play a couple of the songs that I think you would like, but if you would do anything for me, I think I would ask you to listen to this last song, listen to the words. And for the listeners, thanks very much to the tried and true listeners who have supported me and kept tabs on me in the past month or so. I appreciate it. This is more than a show to me. I don't just put this together because there's nothing to do. I do it because I love the music and I love the people that I've met. But most of all, I love Cheyenne, and she will be missed. And so, Cheyenne, this is for you. Good luck.